title of a message. I don't know why I always title a message, but I do. But I titled it Overcoming the Enemy. Amen? Overcoming the Enemy. And that's what we have to do daily, because as long as you're saved, you're going to have to times where you've got to fight the enemy. Praise the Lord. So the thing about the enemy, sometimes we see him and sometimes we don't. So I'm going to get, that's why I had to have this mic. I got to get dressed for the message, brother. Sister, I got to get dressed for the message. All right. All right. You lost me. You lost me. Praise the Lord. All right. This is a camouflage shirt. And we took out all the trees, too. See, if I was in the woods right now, I'd be blending in. Anybody in here got camo on this morning besides me? Okay. Well, anyways, I'm excited, not just because I'm here this morning speaking to you guys, but I'm really excited because I love to hunt, and my favorite hunting season is coming up in 2 weeks, and it's turkey season. Amen. And I love to turkey hunt. So what I do is I dress in camouflage. And the reason I do that is so I can get close to the turkey or close to my dinner. Amen. Yeah, I eat what I kill, so now I got this. All right. This, everybody that knows me knows who I am right now, right? Sure you do. Okay. Give me a second.
Hello. My name's John. And when I'm turkey hunting and deer hunting, I like to look like this. Why? So the prey cannot see me. And as long as I sit still, I'm not going to rob the place, I promise. Some of these people got these look like, oh my God. But I dress like this because I can be still and I can blend in with the background and I can blend in. And a lot of times the animals don't see me, but they don't recognize me. Okay, I can take it off. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So here's where we're getting at. The enemy sometimes, and most of the time, he wears camouflage. Amen. He is one of the best hunters that I know, and one of the, I guess, hunters that can really sneak in and attack and kill his prey. If you will, turn your Bibles this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I can turn that. Pastor at. Hey, yeah. Bear with me. I had to do the camouflage thing, man. Hallelujah. All right, there you go. Now I'm red. Praise God. All right, I want to read in verse 8. Glory to God. Verse 8, he says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." That is so very powerful because exactly what the enemy does. He's roaming around like a roaring lion. And if you've ever seen anything about a lion, he roams and goes around. He's looking for his prey because he's wanting something to devour and something to eat. And Peter talks like this because he's wanting us to know as far as Christians, hey, we need to know how the devil is. We need to know how he works. And so the more we know about him, the more we know how to attack him and to know how we know how to take care of ourselves through Jesus Christ. So he says he roars around like a lion. And what a lion does normally is a lion, if the lion can't catch a healthy prey, he always goes to something that's weak or sick or maybe a young prey that he's able to be able to attack and kill. And that's what the enemy does a lot of times in our lives as Christians. He looks, when we're weak at our weakest points, is you can count on the devil showing up. When you're sick, I mean, I went through a lot of surgeries and things with my arm, and my weakest point in my life, believe it or not, guess who shows up? The devil. He did. On my weakest point where I didn't have enough even physical strength, that's how ugly he is. That's how mean he is. He don't care. All he wants to do is find you at your weakest point so that he can attack you and hopefully turn you and get you away from Jesus Christ. But that's just how he works. But we need to know him. We need to know how he works, even when he's wearing camouflage. Praise the Lord. But he does. He's struggling animals. A lot of times, you know, we've always heard this growing up, that the devil, he wears a little red suit. And he's got little horns or antlers, whatever you want to call them. And then he also might have like a pointed tail. Has anybody ever seen him look like that? No. When you see him like that, please call me because I want an appointment. I want an appointment with him because I just want to laugh at him. Glory to God. I want to laugh at him. But that's not how he shows up. He shows up in the ways that we usually don't even know that it's him. A lot of times the enemy likes to use our friends. He'll use our family. He'll use any tactic and anyone that he can to try to pull you away from the faith of God, to try to get you and to try to attack you, to try to kill you. But I just thank God that God is a lot stronger than he is. I praise the Lord that he's already got more power than anything that the enemy has already set before us and what he tries to do to attack us. But he says that he prowls around like a roaring lion and for someone to devour. I like verse 9 because he says, Peter said, resist him. Did y'all hear that? We have to resist the enemy. And he says, standing firm in the faith because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. What we have to do as far as when we fight the enemy is we have to resist him. We have to put up our own fight. He comes in camouflages. Guess what you need to come in? Camouflages with a bigger gun. Amen? You do. If you don't think that he will whip up on you, like the way we say it down south, whip up on you and beat you down until you just give up entirely and say, I'm just tired of the fight anyways. See, that's what happens with us Christians. A lot of times we get to a point where we just get too tired to even worry about it anymore. I've done that. How many times have you witnessed to someone and spoke to someone that may have been a Christian and they just fallen away from God and they said, I've done that. I've done that. They've got tired of fighting. Amen? A lot of times we get tired of fighting, but guess what? You can't give in. Praise the Lord. You just cannot give in. But you've got to resist him. He says, when you resist him, it means you have no part of it. We should know as Christians, every time when the enemy comes, we should already know who it is. I don't care if his grandma shows up. Y'all don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to say something. But sometimes words and things that the devil speaks to our minds and our hearts and tells us to say, when we know it's not the Lord, and sometimes we might say it ourselves. You wait till I tell him a piece of my mind. That ain't your mind. Amen? You wait till I just showed him how they made me feel. But that's what happens when it comes our way a lot of times. And we have to know when it's the enemy and it's not the people. We'll get there in a second. That's why I got my camouflage shirt on. Amen. But we have to resist him. We have to put up our own fight through Jesus Christ and not let him win his war and take over. So I want to turn also to Ephesians 6:10. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10. So we have to resist him. The Bible says when you resist him, what? He will flee. That's the best thing I like to see is when the enemy is fleeing, when he's running away. So you have an anointing in your life. When you accept Jesus Christ, you have an anointing in your life, and God fills you with his power. And he says that at every time that you speak, every time that you fight the devil, in the name of Jesus, he has to flee. He can't stand Jesus. And when you start quoting God's scripture, and when you speak to him in the name of Jesus, he can't hang around. I promise you, he can't hang around. And look at verse, I wanted to look at verse 10 before I left there, and I did. So let me go back to 10. I'm sorry. I got to do 10. I'm sorry. Verse 10. Verse 10 said back in 1 Peter says, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. I told you Peter knows what he's talking about. Because he says sometimes in life, even though you said you might be super Christian, and I say we all super Christians. You know why we super Christians? Because when Jesus comes inside of you, Jesus lives inside of you, and that makes you super. That makes you Superman and Superwoman, because Jesus is living in the inside. See, your body, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. While sometimes. Sometimes we fight the enemy over and over and over and over, and we go through things, we get beat up. God didn't say that he's going to just every time that you say, all right, in the name of Jesus, man, and the devil's gone. He says sometimes that you got to work and you got to keep on and believing in the faith and fighting him. It not always just disappears all of a sudden. But let me tell you, God is still with you and he's by your side and he's going to fight that battle. And even though when you think God isn't there, believe it or not, you need to start smiling because he's still there. He's there holding your hand, and he's there that when you don't think that he can even do anything else, that's when God will lift you up. But a lot of times we suffer, and God likes to sometimes just, he'll like challenge us and see what our faith's like if we're going to still believe in him just because he ain't showed up yet, or you think he hadn't showed up. He just hadn't done his thing yet. See, that's why I like Jesus, because he likes to do some things. And when Jesus does some things, Jesus does it right. See, I can never get it right, but Jesus always gets it right. And he loves it. I love it because he wants to use you. He wants to get it right through you and in you. So you will have to suffer a lot of times, but I like the part that says he will restore you. And guess what else he will do? He will make you strong. See, sometimes you got to look at the scar. It's good that when you can look at the battle wound, you can look at the scar and know that where you have been and see that where God has brought you from. And then in that, God will make you stronger, but he can also use you to help somebody else who's going through the same thing. Amen? So don't you want to be used by God? Praise God. Yes, you do. Glory to God. All right, now I'm going to go to Ephesians 6:10. How many people in here turkey hunt? There we go. All right. Make sure you wear your camouflage. They've got good eyes. Almost like the devil, amen. But they've got good eyes, they can see. All right. I want to look at verse 10. Ephesians 6:10. Paul says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his power. And also, he said, his mighty power. Where does your strength come from? It comes through God. He says, in verse 11, he says, put on the full armor of God so that when you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, he said, look, you need to be covered fully with the full armor. See, back in the Old Testament, when they would wear their armor, they had these big metal suits and big metal armor. You know, they had the hood on or the helmet on and this big metal tin can man or whatever. But that was to protect them from, you know, arrows and swords and everything else, but they were so covered in everything, I don't see how they could even move. But they had to be strong in something in the flesh just to be able to move in that uniform or that suit or that armor. But the thing is, when they got ready to go into battle, they made sure that they had every piece on. Because you know, in the physical body, you get hurt even in the big toe, man. Guess what we do? How many of you stubbed your toe this morning in the kitchen? You're like, oh, we have a fit. But you got to be covered in every part, and that's what he's talking about right here. Make sure you've got every piece of your armor on, because guess what? The devil, I promise you, is smarter than we are most of the time. And when we leave one piece of the armor of God off, let me show you, that's where he will penetrate to be able to bring you down and get you down. So look what he says. He says, so be strong in the armor of God so that you can take the stand against the devil's schemes. He's schemeful. Verse 12, he said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Did anybody hear that? I'm going to read that one more time. I'm going to say, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. But it seems like it's always the flesh and blood that causes our struggles. Amen? Well, it is. It's usually somebody, and it's like the devil's working in somebody that's causing us to struggle and just giving us our troubles and our worries and our problems and the things that we face every day. See, things when you face every day, it's like I said, you don't see the devil show up in a little red suit there or ringing your doorbell. If you did, you'd be ready for him, wouldn't you? But we don't fight against people. See, Jesus understood that. When God made us, he understood that we've all got our faults. We've all got our failures, and we're all flesh and blood. And even though the Spirit of God lives inside of us, we still have our faults, and we still do wrong things. So he said, but you got to look past that. It took me a long time after I got saved to look past, and I'm going to say the word like this, people's ignorances. And I'm going to say that. Everybody's laughing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. People can be ignorant. And when I say the word ignorant, that's an ugly word. But when people hurt your feelings or people try to drag you down or beat you up and make you feel like you're nobody and things like that, that's ignorant. But we have to look past the people itself because people have to look past me. You have to look past me. But what you need to look at in people is you got to understand they're gods. They're children of God. Everybody saved or lost is still a child of God. God created them for his glory. Amen. And God loves us. So what we had, it took me so long to understand that when people would do things wrong to me or say things wrong to me, I could still have peace in my heart and I could still love them and I could still smile when they were in my face and telling me whatever they thought. Because I could see them and know who they are, but I could look through them and I'd see Jesus. Amen. And believe it or not, they like Jesus said when he's hanging on the cross, they don't basically know what they're doing. Because if they did, they wouldn't really do it. But since they're just people in the flesh, don't worry about that. We all do things that's wrong sometimes. We all don't think. I might be number one for not thinking first and speaking first. But we all make mistakes, and we're all people. So look past what's going on and love the person regardless. That's a lot of work to do, but it works. You have to practice with it. And I'm still practicing, believe me. Hallelujah. So he says, but it's not the people. Look here, he says, it's not flesh and blood. He said, but against the rulers. Listen to this very good. Against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's very powerful because this is who we know or need to know who we are fighting every day. I'll read it again. Spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. He says, against the powers, against the dark world, and against the authorities. See, that is Satan and all of his angels. See, Satan was once an angel in heaven and he wanted to rule and reign and take over heaven and God cast him out of heaven. And a third of the angels that went with him. I guess they must have had the same attitude and the same thinking. And so now they're in the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm, believe it or not, goes from heaven, bottom of heaven, I would say, down to the pits of hell. So we're in between that. Yeah. But don't be scared because, believe it, Jesus is taking care of you. But if I didn't have Jesus, I would probably be scared. Well, I know I would be scared. Because if you could see them, and I'm not going to go into all that today, but I guarantee you, they're very, very ugly. But they're all there. It's that we fight every day. And in those things, normally we don't see it. We don't see spiritual things. You don't see the Holy Spirit. But so that's what happens. We fight these evil spirits and things all through the day or whenever they come and attack you. They're not with you all the time, but when they do attack you, we got to be ready for them. You got to know what they look like even when they've got on camouflage. So every good thing may not be good, but a lot of times God can work the good out of something bad, and normally that's how he works things. He'll work good from the bad. He'll take something sour and make it sweet. That's Jesus. That's how he always does. So look, he says, that's who we're fighting against. But the good thing is, see, we're not alone. We fight against him. And the fallen angels and that's headed by Satan. We fight in God's strength. Hey, hallelujah. That's why it's so important to know God's word. And that's why it's so important to breathe and live God's word. This thing here, instead of wearing camouflage, we need to be wearing the word of God. Because we need to consume it. You can't get enough of God's word. You've got to have this. This is what will keep you. This is what will sustain you because it's alive. When you read God's word, it goes in your heart and it goes in your mind and it helps you to fight every single battle that you'll need in life. But you need to wear this stuff. You need to eat this stuff. If I don't know if it wouldn't be a bad thing to just chew the papers up and let the words go inside of you. You need God's word in your life. You need to know when the enemy comes to you. You need to know that it's him already. Sometimes I believe with the anointing of God, a lot of times you feel it. You know before he even comes. I've been in my life where I already knew the devil was getting ready to do something. Me and my wife have talked about many times. We've said we know that the devil's getting ready to do something. You can feel it and you know already. Be ready. You better be on guard. You better be set up because he's coming. Oh, he's coming. And so we get ready for him and say, okay, he's coming. So we got to be ready to get ready for him and put up a fight and stop him and keep him from doing whatever he wants to do. But each and every one of you are anointed in God. And that's something powerful when we come together. Hallelujah. So look at the next thing. He says, put on your what? He says, and after you have done everything to stand, he said, stand firm. And he says, in 14, he says, stand then firm, because you know that God's going to be fighting the battle with you, or for you. Stand then firm with the belt of the truth that is buckled around your waist. See, when you, back then, you think about that suit. If you got the belt on, he says, this belt is the belt of truth. Hallelujah. And when you have that around you, you know the truth is the truth of God. The truth is God's word. And you know that it never returns void, and it's so powerful. When you fight with God, you say, hey, I'm buckled up. I'm ready for this thing. We got to quit being wimpy Christians when it comes to the devil. You can't always call your pastor when you're going through something. You feel like you've fallen out. You need to get up. You need to get in God's word, and you need to get on your knees and get ready and say, I can do this thing. It is good that when we come together, because there's a great anointing and a great power when we're together, but a lot of times we ain't together. See, when you walk out of here, you're basically on your own. Together today, man, I think we pretty much got the old devil today, don't y'all? Amen. But when you walk out these doors, you're on your own. It's you and the Lord. So you've got to be built up in the most holy faith. You've got to be strong in the Lord and by the power of his might. Look what he says. He says, he says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. See, they had a big, thicker metal shield around their breastplate because what happened was they didn't want to get hit in the heart. Hallelujah. Our heart's the most sensitive thing in our whole body, not just because it beats. It's like that's where emotions and everything comes from. Our feelings comes from our heart. It's what keeps us alive. But your heart, if you get injured in the heart, that would take you out pretty quick, like. But I like what he says right there. He says, look, he says, breastplate of righteousness. You know what righteousness means? Yep. Righteousness means when you serve the Lord and you're saved, and righteousness means outstanding or right standing with God. You know what that means? That means that Jesus accepted you in his life. And he came into your heart and he came in your life. But he said that you're at right standing now. See, when we belong to God the Father, we're joint heirs with Christ. And when you're joint heirs with Christ, that means you're his. And you know what? Everything that he has belongs to you. Daddy Jesus. You know it's good, isn't he? He got big. Boy, this man right here got a beautiful smile. I love you, brother. You look like a nice Christian. You may have another hug. Praise the Lord. I bet he's right standing with God. Righteousness. That's your breastplate. That's what keeps your heart no matter what we face in life, the battles that we go through. We're righteous. We're right standing with God, you know. And I said, no matter what I'm going through, I can protect my heart because I know that God is going to heal me and set me free from anything that I face every day. I'm righteous. Wow, how awesome that is to know that you're right standing with Jesus Christ. Man, he's so awesome. He's so wonderful. And to be to have a God that will still love me and live inside of me and say, hey, you're mine and everything that I have belongs to you. And don't look at my shortnesses and my failures and my weaknesses. And he still loves me and cares for me. Wow, isn't he wonderful? So look, he says, so that's your breastplate. So you take that and that protects your heart. I like 15, he says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, he said, take up the shield of faith, which with that you can withstand or can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. See, your shield of faith, I used to love to watch Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman! Why I'm saying that is because she had a shield. She would take up like a shield. She always had something that she could block the whatever was coming her way. She was ching, 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 and she was good at that thing, man. And let me tell you, and that's the same thing about us. We need to take up the shield of faith. Because, see, that's why he's talking about this whole full armor. And we can read this over and over in your life. That full armor means you need all of it working for you. All of it, even the shield. When we don't even take up the shield of faith, that's what happens. We get down in our faith. And the next thing that happens to me a lot of times or whatever, I would get into the old pity party. You know, well, I'm just so tired of fighting. I'm worn out and don't know if God's going to come through. You know, why? We just wear down and we wear out. And what we got to remember is, hey, you get your faith back up. You get your faith back up. And you think that we can get down on many things. You need to look at how somebody else might be. And you need to be able to get built back up so you can raise yourself up and also raise them up. But we got to watch our faith. Know who God is. Know his word and what he's telling you. You're going to go through things. But man, it can be better and better and better and better. Life's about that. So he says, we're getting ready to close here in just a minute. But he says, finish up these scriptures. So that when the flaming arrows come, see, back in that time, they would even put pit and tar and pit and fire, and so that when it hits, even if the arrow didn't hit you, it could burn you and destroy many things. Son, you can do many things with your shield of faith. You can extinguish any word. You can extinguish any way the enemy comes to attack you, word, physically, it doesn't make any difference, mentally, spiritually, whatever way he comes toward you, you can shield that faith. In Jesus' name, away from me in Jesus' name. Remember what Jesus said? Away from me in Jesus' name. So he says also, he says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, they always wore a helmet. Even in our military time right now, they wear helmets. Soldiers wear helmets. You know what I never could understand? Is in the new day and time now, like, you know, in our wars, where since they've made guns and rifles, the helmets would not stop the bullets. The bullets would go right through the helmet. So I used to say, I wonder why it's so important to wear a helmet if the helmet doesn't stop the bullets. Well, what happened is it might take the bullet and go through it, but all these other obstacles that come, all the other debris, all the other smaller obstacles that could injure your head in any way, so when you get knocked out, you're in trouble. You get injured in the brain or you injured in your head and you can't think right, and guess what happens? When you can't think right, nothing works right. Your helmet is, like he said here, the word. Look at this right here. I love it because he says, the helmet of salvation, being saved is the greatest thing that you'll ever do. This baptism today, that's what it's all about. Praise God. That's the greatest thing that could ever happen to anyone is to be saved. And you put on that helmet of salvation and say, man, I'm saved. I'm going to meet Jesus one day. He's going to prepare a place for us and everything that he has there. I'm ready to live my life for Christ through this life. But God's got he's got all eternity set for me. being saved, you're going to live forever and ever and ever. Praise God. It's the awesomest thing there is. To knowing that you're saved. It's a peace that comes with it. The assurance and the love and everything that comes with it. But so he says, put on, he says, as he, whilst he said, put on salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, when you speak the word of God to the enemy, I promise you, he has to flee. He can't stand it. You quote your scriptures to the enemy, and whatever you're facing, and you sometimes you literally got to, I've had points and times in my life where I had to actually literally bring it out of my mouth to the devil and speak to him the word of God. And you watch him, and he'll leave, he'll flee from you, and God will make you strong and stronger and stronger. But he said, I love it. He says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, said, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Will the praise and worship team come up? I want you to understand, in life, will you have troubles? Yes. In life, will you have to fight the enemy? Yes. Are you an overcomer in Christ Jesus? Yes. Living the life of a Christian, it may not be easy at times, but I will tell you this, it is worth it. It is worth it. And don't ever let the enemy tell you when you're saved that you're not saved. When you're saved and you're living for Christ and you know Jesus is living on the inside, don't you let him get in your mind. Don't you let him get inside your helmet. You speak to Satan and you declare victory in Jesus and you know who you are. I love it. See, that's the thing about me. When I belong to Jesus, it's not who I am, it's whose I am. Hallelujah. I am a child of the living King. And you are a child of the living King. And I would say today, if you've never met Jesus Christ, if you've never took that time and trusted in God fully and saying, God, I want you to save me. Let today be that day. Won't you celebrate with all of us? Man, I love it because we want to celebrate with you. It's the greatest thing in your whole entire life. There's nothing more important. And a lot of times the enemy will speak in many ways to tell us not to do it. Whatever, but let me tell you, that's just how he works. He's ugly, but you can battle and fight him in every single thing in your life. You are an overcomer, and you will win this battle.
This has been a presentation of Coastal Vineyard Church, a community of faith, hope, and love. For more information on who we are and how you can support future podcasts, visit us on the web at www.coastalvineyard.org. Come to the sea.